This is David Saslov. Welcome to Voices and Views V2.0 on KGPR, 89.9 FM on your radio dial. Today I am very pleased to welcome to the studio Kelly Palladino, who is the director in charge of special events for the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center Foundation. Kelly, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me, David. I really appreciate it.
And we are with you today because of the upcoming special event at that is taking place online, which we will talk about shortly. And but first, before we get into that, for those of us who may be new to town, like myself, I only moved here in 2018, or let's say we've been hiding under a rock for the last couple of years. Tell us, what is the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center? Where do we find it? When did it open? What's it about? And what services does it offer the Great Falls community?
Well, the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center has been around since May of 1988. We actually just celebrated our 25th anniversary. And it offers many different things. It has exceptional educational and interpretive programming, as well as outreach programming. And then it's also a place for our community to come together to learn everything you need to know about Lewis and Clark. This particular interpretive center is actually the only interpretive center that goes from the beginning of the expedition to the end of the expedition. So you get to do exactly what Lewis and Clark did, but in 2 hours instead of two and a bit years, without the bear chasing, the malaria, and other scary things. You get to just enjoy it at your own speed. We have some of the most exceptional exhibits downstairs that highlight all aspects of Lewis and Clark. It has some interactive activities as well. It's great for both adults and children. So it's just a wonderful time. In most cases, people who come to visit us will spend anywhere from, you know, an hour and 45 minutes to 2.5 hours just going through and reading and experiencing and being a part of the Corps of Discovery. So it's quite an exceptional experience. As far as services provided, something that maybe a lot of people don't know is not only is the center an opportunity for you to come and learn about Lewis and Clark, but they also have rental facilities available as well. So we have people having weddings out at the amphitheater. We have people having board meetings in our resource center. We've actually had folks who have rented out the lobby and had wonderful dinners as we have floor-to-ceiling windows looking out onto the Missouri. So it is certainly very nice to sit out and have a lovely dinner and look at such gorgeous scenery.
And didn't I attend an Indigenous fair there last year?
You probably did. You probably did.
It's amazing, amazing place, and so beautiful. And tell us, where again is it so that you can get to it?
Absolutely. The address is 4201 Giant Springs Road. So it's in Giant Springs State Park. So if you take that turn off of River Drive, you come in, you'll go by a couple of places where you can stop and take the trail. But then you'll come right upon on the left-hand side, you'll see the Interpretive Center. And then, of course, once you leave there, you can travel down the road a little bit longer, check out Giant Springs Park and some of the things that they have there as well.
That's really great. Now, tell me, what is the difference technically between a museum and an interpretive center?
Well, the key word is interpretive. So when you come into the Interpretive Center, it's not just you're looking at things. As I said, there's a lot of interactive activities. There's the theater as well, which goes through the Ken Burns videos and several others, again, giving you that insight. A lot of hands-on activities. When the children come in specifically, there are different things that they can do. They're given maps, they're given guides, they're given all sorts of things. And so that leads to the interpretation that people can really get involved with hands-on.
But it's not the kind of interpretation that, say, Sacagawea did for Lewis and Clark between the tribes. And the explorers.
No, not quite. No,
I can't walk in with my Spanish textbook and expect an English textbook when I walk out.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think
no.
So.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm new to town. And I was actually quite surprised when I went there with a couple of out-of-town guests. I guess the Interpretive Center puts us on some kind of national map because they whipped out some kind of card and didn't have to pay to enter the center. And I was like, I did. And I was I'm the resident, and they're from like another state. How does that work?
Well, you can actually pick up passes that allow you access to the different parks, and we have all of them at the center. We have military passes, we have senior passes. So there's pretty much every pass you can think of, you can get there. I know fourth graders get a complimentary pass so that they can go through the parks and experience all of that. So if that is something you are looking for, by all means, pop by and walk up to the fee window and say you're looking for your pass, and they will certainly help you out.
But if we're not sporting the right kind of badge, or we don't have the right kind of ticket that we've bought in advance, what are we paying to get into the center?
It's $8 for adults.
Such a bargain.
I know. And as I said, you'll probably spend a minimum of about 2 hours there just getting, you know, engulfed in all of the information and the wonder that was Lewis and Clark.
That's so wonderful. And the children aged what and under don't have to pay?
I think it's, you know, honestly, I think it's 5 and under or 6 and under. I can't be absolutely sure. I haven't had one of those children in a long time that age. So I honestly, when I step up to a window and it asks for children's rates, I just don't, okay. I gloss right over. Don't even think about it.
Maybe by the time you could be studying Lewis and Clark in school, it's time to start ponying
up. Well, we actually get a lot of students. We've actually already started our school student tours. So we had 96 students last week. Come into the center. So yeah, we're already starting with all of the school groups coming through. And that is such a wonderful time just to see the kids light up and get so excited, because we make Lewis and Clark exciting. We make it fun and we make it engaging. So, you know, the kids just have a wonderful time here. I think we've got 4 school groups coming in this week. So it's going to be busy down there.
I'll say. And how about adults? How many adults typically come through in a given week or month? Or?
Well, I know just this past month, we're already over 2,000 visitors.
Wow.
So, yeah, or this part of our year, we're already at over 2,000 visitors. So, yeah, it's just amazing.
And yet the space is such a, whenever I've gone, I've never felt like it was like crowded or hemmed in. I always felt like I had plenty of room in the amphitheater and in the exhibit areas and in the mock teepees and things to you know, make myself comfortable and not feel rushed.
Yeah, and you can just really enjoy it at your own pace. You can just enjoy the time. You can read as much as you like. You can experience as much as you like. And you don't have to worry about somebody's, you know, bumping into you, or, you know, start with elbows and trying to make your way.
So whose idea was this wonderful place, and how did it come to be in the first place?
Well, it was actually very much a community effort. There were a few people within our community who were very determined to have something that would feature, highlight, and let the world know about Lewis and Clark, because, of course, Lewis and Clark did spend time here in Great Falls. They spent about a month in this area and did quite a bit. So some very key people in our community felt that it was necessary that this interpretive center be put together. So when you walk into the interpretive center and you come through the lobby, there is what we call a compass rose on the ground, on the floor. And that highlights all of the people who contributed to the actual creation of the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center.
And about when was that?
Well, the center came to be, as I said, 25 years ago, May of 1998.
Wow. So there wasn't even a 2 at the beginning of the year.
No, there was. Yeah. So as I said, there were a lot of amazing people who had such passion and drive and commitment to making this happen and making the center come to fruition.
Is there like a single person or single small group of people that were like the main drivers of it?
No. From what I understand, it was definitely a team effort. Okay. A lot of amazing people who contributed. But I've gone, again, all of those people are mentioned and honored in our Compass Rose that talks about their commitment.
And if I recall correctly, you don't even have to buy a ticket to see the rose.
No,
it's
you
outside
don't.
Outside the main
it is,
door. Right?
Yes, yeah. Well, actually, you come right through into the lobby, and if you step in, you can actually come right through the lobby to come to the gift shop. That's not a problem. And the Compass Rose is right there in front of the gift shop. So, yes, you can certainly come in and take a look at that. And then you can, if you want, you can go ahead and pay your admission and go on out and, you know, take a look at the rest of the facility.
Yeah, I've been to several events there and found them all fascinating. And now, of course, they're all listed on the Electron.
They are.
KGPR.org/Electron,
yes.
Including some that our listeners may not have heard about yet because they only just got announced. Do you want to tell us about some of the public events that are coming up?
Absolutely. We've always got something going on out at the center. One of the next things we've got going on is Know Before You Go, and that is a wilderness recreation preparedness event. And it's going to be Friday, May the 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30. And it's going to give you an opportunity to basically be prepared before you go out into the wilderness, whether it's hiking, camping, backpacking, whatever. And they're going to give you everything that you need to know to be completely prepared if you were going to go out into the Montana wilderness, because sometimes you never know what you might find. Then on Friday, May the 10th at 7 p.m., we are having a showing of the Higgins Ridge film. And for those who may not know, the Higgins Ridge fire happened in 1961 in August. There was a very large fire up on Higgins Ridge, and there was one lone smoke jumper who survived. And, you know, people were taken out by this amazing pilot, and these smoke jumpers were saved, and all. It's just an absolutely amazing story. And so we're going to be showing the film on it. And Dale Graff, who was one of the firefighter survivors of this incident, will be on hand to tell firsthand accounts of what happened and the bravery and dedication that took place that day up on Higgins Ridge. So,
and I assume the word smoke jumper is part of the movie title, right?
Actually, yeah, it's called the Higgins Ridge film, but they called those folks, and I think they do to this day as well, as they call them smoke jumpers. So they're the ones that get dropped into an area to try to stop things, stop fires from spreading. And I guess these guys got caught behind enemy lines, if you will. So some amazing work had to be done, and this pilot was amazing and got everybody. And yeah, it's awesome.
See, I would have, if I was in charge of the film, I would have named it Smoke Jumper with an exclamation mark at the end, right?
That would have been good. That would have been very good.
That would draw the crowds in.
Definitely.
All right. So yes, that's a movie that you pay a ticket fee for?
No, it's absolutely free.
It's a free movie.
Absolutely free. And it's called the Higgins Ridge film. You'll be able to take a look at that. And then, as I said, Dale Graff will be on hand to answer some questions as well. Then on May the 11th, the very next day, I mean, we're going to keep it busy around there, and that's a Saturday from 4 to 5, we're going to be have an insightful reading and storytelling depicting the life in the Bob Marshall Wilderness. And the gentleman who is going to be on hand is Arnold Smoke Elsner. He is going to be on hand, do a little Q&A, share a few stories, and Mr. Elsner is the epitome of the Bob Marshall Wilderness. He has been a packer and outfitter for over six decades. He was involved, and so he has paired up with Eva Maria Maggie, and they have created this wonderful book called Hush of the Land. So they're going to be on hand to discuss the book, share stories, and sort of introduce you, if you're not already very much aware, of the Bob Marshall Wilderness and what it's all about.
And in an amazing coincidence, in the next, in a coming episode of Voices and Views V2.0, I'm going to be interviewing Amy Ray Pearson, who spent 100 days as a smoke watcher in the Bob.
Wow, that is wonderful.
And she just gave a talk about it at the public library last month.
Yeah.
And she's going to be here talking about something she's got going on here at the college.
Awesome.
Where
that
we
is
broadcast.
Wonderful.
But tell us more about, and especially if anything else at the center has the word smoke involved in it in some way. I'm sensing a theme. So tell us about the next one.
Well, the next one is National Trails Day. I know it sort of broke your theme. I'm so sorry. And that happens on June 1st. And in coordination with the Forest Service, Get Fit Grace Falls is sponsoring the event. And so the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center will provide another exclusive opportunity to go on a wonderful, wonderful hike. So that's happening on June 1st. Participants will experience breathtaking views, complete with wildflowers, wildlife, and the experience of traveling to a historic site used by the Corps of Discovery. So you'll definitely have to make sure that you make time for that. And that's usually a very, very, very popular one. And eventbrite.com is where you can register for that.
Okay, that means we'll be linking to that,
yes,
that ticket location from the Electron.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And is that an event that takes place outdoors exclusively?
You get to,
so you meet there at the center, but then you take off on a hike.
And then you take off on a beautiful hike. And some of the pictures that we've gotten back from past years are just breathtaking. I mean, it just makes you fall in love with Montana all over again.
can all use that.
I'm a hiker person, so I throw in the old backpack and I just take off, and I just love being up in the mountains. And yeah,
it's wow. Pretty so it's impressive. Not just about interpreting. It's about doing.
It's about doing as well, because, I mean, you think about what those guys did. They did a lot. They so, do. Yeah, we're bringing it full circle. We're bringing it full circle. Then the last event is one that we've been doing for quite some time. I think this is going to be our 33rd, if I'm not mistaken, the Lewis and Clark Festival. And that one, there's a lot of really great interpretation there. And that's where we really bring that interpretation to life. We're going to kick it off on Friday, June 21st from 7 to 8 with Keith Mokey Highpole. And he is a master storyteller and active member of the American Mountain Man Society. And he has done some of America's most notable men, including George Drouillard, John Calder, and Jean Baptiste. He's brought them all to life. So he goes right into character. He shares their stories. He tells their stories. And it's something incredible to watch. I got the opportunity to see him first time last year at the Lewis and Clark Festival. And he was there doing his thing. And I'm just sitting there in awe of just how he, you know, took over those personalities and shared their stories with such passion. And, you know, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So he's going to kick off the Lewis and Clark Festival this year on Friday night, doing his storytelling out in the amphitheater out at the center. And then on Saturday the 21st, that's our really, really big day. That's when we have craft vendors. That's when we have food trucks. That's when we have a whole area set up for interpretation as well as displays. One of the ones they talked about this year is a beaver skinning demonstration. You're going to see about, you know, all different how to make different things. One of our favorite volunteers, Jimmy Ray, is going to be talking about the atlatl and what it does. So there's going to be something for everyone out there, and you're really going to get a great opportunity to learn more about Lewis and Clark. We also have some stuff for the kids as well, where they can go down by the river and go to different stations and learn more about wilderness and tracking and all sorts of things like that. So it's a full day from 10 to 5 of just experiencing all things Lewis and Clark. So that's a really big one for the community.
That's great. So just to recap now, I'll give you the event. You give me the date.
Okay.
Okay. It's Smoke Jumper Movie.
Yes, that's going to be Friday, May 10th.
Okay. And then hike?
The hike is going to be June 1st, National Trail Day.
Okay. The other smoke event?
Hush of the Land. That's going to be Saturday, May 11th.
And then the big festival?
It's going to start Friday, June 21st with Moki, and then the 21st and then the 22nd as well on Saturday.
That's great. And that's June 21st
June and 22nd. June 21st and June 22nd. Yep.
And I didn't leave anything out.
The only thing was remembering know before you go. So if you do like the hiking and the getting out there in the backwoods, know before you go on Friday, May 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30 at the center. It's a free event, and that just prepares you for when you're spending time in the great outdoors.
6:30 a.m. or 6:30 p.m.?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, let's say p.m.
Okay.
Just yeah. Let's
say p.m. I know folks that are walking at 6:30 in the morning every day.
Well, yes, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Absolutely. But okay. Yes, this one's 6:30 p.m.
Very good. Very good. In that case, I have a chance.
You do? Me too. Yeah. At 6:30 p.m.? I gotcha. I'm there.
All right. So shifting to things of a more short-term nature, There is something very special kicking off tomorrow, which is going to help us understand how on earth you can put on all these amazing events at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center.
You're absolutely right. We are so pleased that we are kicking off tomorrow the 19th annual Trail Mixer Auction.
Oh, that's very cute. It's a mixer. It's like trail mix, but it's
there
a trail
you
mixer.
There you go. Okay. Exactly.
I get it.
Yes. And so that is going to start, as you said, tomorrow, April 17th, and it's going to run until April 21st. And it will close out on Saturday or on Sunday at 8 p.m. So you have that many days from the 17th to the 21st five days to go through and look at all of the items that are up for grabs on the auction site.
Okay. And it's strictly online.
It is strictly online.
So you'll use the online only category and the fundraiser category when you load it on the Electron.
Yep. The Electron. Absolutely.
That's how you
can find.
And give us an example or some highlights of what I could bid on and win.
Well, it's going to kick off at 12:01 a.m. So if you happen to be up and you want to do a little shopping on the 17th, 12:01 a.m., it's live for bidding. We have 14 different categories to choose from. We have awesome trips. We have gifts for him, gifts for her, gift baskets. We have the art gallery. We have the Lewis and Clark Library. We have autographed memorabilia. We have vintage collectibles. We have gifts for the little tykes. We've got gifts for the pets. We have food. We have drink.
So you personally have signed some of the memorabilia?
I have.
Kelly Palladino signed.
Events extraordinaire. That's me, you know, and it's just me looking all haggard with, you know, pins in my hair and, you know, looking a little disheveled. But it's a really good picture. Yeah.
And your team, too.
And my team. Yeah. Oh, yes. My very large, amazing team.
You were telling me about what one of your team members is doing right now as we're recording.
Yes. One of my team members is sitting downstairs in the Jefferson Commons at the center with over 270 items down there, tagged, bagged, and numbered. And she's going through them all and making sure they have everything they need in them so that they're all ready to go when we go live tomorrow.
And is she taking the photographs?
Yes, she is our photographer. She has been for the last 3 years. And she's doing all of this as a volunteer. So, you know, she's just absolutely amazing and couldn't live without her.
So great. So after the auction closes and all these items have sold, of course,
absolutely.
What happens to the funds that you raise at a trail mixer?
Well, this is our only fundraiser for the year. So all those other programs that we talk about are actually free. Our Lewis and Clark Festival is free to the public. It's all free. So this is the only fundraiser we do. And the money from this particular fundraiser goes to support the amazing work of the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center and, of course, the Lewis and Clark Foundation. Because the center is a federal facility, they, of course, can't fundraise on their own. So as the foundation, we are able to do that for them. So that's where the Trail Mixer auction came about, was so that we could raise funds to assist with exhibit enhancements, interpretive programming, educational programming. We have a scholarship that we're putting together. So underprivileged students and schools that need a little bit extra support getting to the center, we can help them with that. It also helps with outreaching programs. It helps with seasonal staff. So the funds that we raise are really critical to the success of both the center and the foundation. So that's why we put so much energy and so much effort into the Trail Mixer, both with what we're able to provide. Like I said, trips. One of our main trips is Belize. So you get to go to beautiful Belize. You can go to New Orleans. You can go to Idaho. You can go to Whitefish. You can go to Virginia City. The food, the drink, all of it. We really work hard with so many people in our community and surrounding area to put on the best possible auction so that we can continue to support the amazing work of the center.
So you're saying that, like, in the future, perhaps, or maybe right now, people can apply to the Interpretive Center Foundation for financial assistance with some educational activities?
It's mostly for schools who want to bring their students to the center, because, of course, it is expensive, especially with fuel costs, needing substitute teachers, any supplies that they may need, things like that. So we're looking to put together a scholarship fund that schools can contact us and say, hey, we need a little help coming to the center. You know, what can you do? How can you help? And so that's in its infancy stages, but we are doing what we can to ensure that no school is unable to come to the center. We're going to do whatever we can to ensure everybody has the opportunity to be a part of Lewis and Clark, because a lot of it is in, you know, the curriculum that a lot of the school children are undertaking. So what would be better than basically coming firsthand and experiencing the center to help bring what you're learning in the classroom a little bit closer to home?
Whether or not you live in this area.
No, yeah. Whether or not you live in this area or not. Yeah, absolutely.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that as we take part in the Trail Mixer this week, we'll learn more about websites we can subscribe to, sign up for newsletters about infancy programs that are coming to pass, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
growing the mailing list, I guess, would be part of the
mission. Absolutely, you can. And I know that if anybody gives us a shout, we will certainly be more than happy to send out any information that is required. Our contact information, of course, is on our website. So you just have to reach out, let us know what it is you're looking for, and then we'd be more than happy to help you out.
Well, that's wonderful. So let's get to the nuts and bolts.
The nuts and bolts.
How do I register for the Trail Mixer? And by when will I find out if my bid or bids have succeeded in winning the items I bid on?
Okay. Well, if you were sitting at home right now and you're just dying to do a little something different, you would go to charityauction.bid/trailmixer. When you go there, you'll be taken to the homepage and you can register. Registration is free and takes but a moment. And it's a very user-friendly website. You can look at all the different stuff you like. If you really like something, you can star it, and then it goes to your favorites page. And there's proxy bidding that's allowed. So that means if you decide, okay, I'm going to spend X number of dollars on this item, you can put that amount of money in, and the system will bid right up into that amount for you, so you don't have to constantly just go back and forth and back and forth. You'll receive a notification if somebody's outbid you, and you can take the steps from there. When the auction is over at 8 p.m. on April the 21st, you will receive notification on the email that you registered with of what you have won. Okay. And then from there, you can choose to pay for all of your items via credit card right there on the website. Okay. And I know that there are some folks who do support us who don't feel comfortable putting, you know, credit cards on the internet, but it is a very secure, it's a very, very secure system. So you don't have to worry about it. But if you don't feel comfortable, you can certainly call our office, pay over the phone, or when you come to pick up your items, you can pay in the gift shop. So there are two different ways that you can take care of that. It's certainly not a problem. Now, once you have determined what it is that you've won, starting on the 24th, which is the next Wednesday, or the following Wednesday, on the 24th, that's when pickups start. So if you've paid for all of your items online, what you'll do is you'll give us a call, you'll give us a general idea of when you're going to come in, and let us know. And then what you do is when you come in, you'll go downstairs to where the exhibits are. There'll be a little sign saying pick up here. You just have to press the button that'll say press here. You walk out the door, pick up here. You walk in, you let us know your bidder number and name, and we will have everything packaged and ready to go for you.
That's great. And that's assuming that it's a physical object. If I want a trip, you're not handing me the tickets.
Yes, actually we are. We will give you an envelope that has your tickets, that has all of the information you need, any coupons, any information that that you want. For example, the Belize trip, you'll have airline tickets. You'll have tickets for your five-day car rental. You will have tickets for your trip with Captain Jack's. You'll have your stuff for the Barefoot Belize bar, where you can get drinks and food and all sorts of goodies. So yes, we will hand you an actual envelope that has everything you need to take off to beautiful Belize.
So you're actually going to have to rename yourself the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center and Travel Agency.
You know, that's not a bad idea. I should really look at that. That's kind of great. I like that idea. Good job. Nicely done.
And if I say, let's say I come and I want to go to Belize, so I put a $500 bid down on the Belize trip auction item, and I hear nothing else until Sunday, it means I've won, because
it will send you an email that say, congratulations, okay, you are the winner of.
Oh, that's perfect. And
there's always two, if something happens and you're not sure, just give us a call. Our number and my email is on the Octria website, or on our website, that you can just click and say, hey, I have a question, and it will send me an email, and then I will get right back to you either via email or via phone, whichever you prefer. So,
All right. That's great. So give us the website one more time, just so we can be sure we go to the right place.
No problem. It's charityauction.bid/trailmixer.
And the dot bid is for auction sites,
exactly. I guess. Exactly.
charityauction.bid/trailmixer.
Trailmixer.
All right. That's awesome. Well, tell me, Kelly, is there anything that you'd like to say specifically in closing? Any particular acknowledgments you'd like to make as far as how this particular event got got put on and how it's being executed, and any parting thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think I just want to say thank you to the community and surrounding area at large. I am overwhelmed and honored with the amount of support that we have received already for this event. It consistently surprises me how the folks in Great Falls and surrounding area pull together to support their local charities, and we are truly grateful for everyone's support. Of course, the volunteers who have come over and brought stuff and picked stuff up for us, thank you so much. Of course, our volunteers who are downstairs right now in the basement working away, helping us out. Thank you. But we also have some sponsors that have really been helpful year after year after year. For example, Alaska Airlines. They're the folks who give you those airline tickets so you can get to Belize. Of course, D.A. Davidson Stockman Bank. They're always very supportive. KRTV, First Interstate, Star Radio, Carpet One, Montana Milling, Shields. Everybody is just so great. Town Square's back again. So we're just so grateful. And the donors, we could be here till tomorrow if I had to list all the donors who have donated something to this cause. But if you go to the Lewis and Clark website and you hit Trail Mixer, it'll show you all of our sponsors. It'll show you all of the donors. And you can just see the amount of support that we have received. And we are humbled and we are truly grateful for absolutely everything.
And the Lewis and Clark Center's website itself is?
Well, the Lewis and Clark Foundation site is www.lewisandclarkfoundation.org.
Very good.
Yes.
Kelly Palladino, it's been a real treat having you in the studio.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much, David.
This is David Zaslav with Voices and Views V2.0, KGPR-FM 89.9 on your dial. Please join us again next time for another fascinating interview with a voice or a view or both. Take care.